The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Price, Chief Executive Officer of Rockfire Resources. Ticker there is ROCK. David, thanks for joining me.
Lovely to be back again. Thank you, Justin. It's always good to be on Vox Markets.
Yeah, well, especially with good news. Massive sulfur hit at, you know, the predicted depth at Molai. So we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, David, for people maybe not familiar with Rockfire, just explain what you're about, please.
Sure, absolutely. Rockfire is an explorer. It's a very successful explorer. We have the Plateau Gold Deposit, 130,000 ounces of gold that we found at Plateau in Queensland, and 800,000 ounces of silver also in Queensland at the Plateau Deposit. We also have the Copperhead Deposit in Queensland with a JORC resource of 80,000 tonnes of copper, 9,400 tonnes of molybdenum, and 1.1 million ounces of silver that we've successfully identified at Copperhead in Queensland. More recently, we've acquired the Molai Zinc Deposit in Greece, and this is quite an amazing deposit that we've picked up here. We have a JORC resource there. It's an inaugural JORC resource of 210,000 tonnes of zinc, 39,000 tonnes of lead, and 3.5 million ounces of silver. On top of that, we've got the potential for germanium, which is a critical metal listed on the EU and the US critical minerals list. And that puts Molai at the top of our list for getting into production because it's critical metal. It's the flavour of the month. It's something that's important for Europe, particularly at this time, to be able to source their own alternative energy. And I think it's a great place for Rockfire to be and to be so advanced at the Molai project.
Yeah. Well, take us through this this first hole you've drilled, and also a bit of backstory for about Molai. And what have you found there?
The Molai deposit has had 173 diamond drill holes drilled. They were drilled between 1979 and 1988, so they are historical holes drilled by the Greek state. The Greek state also did a number of metallurgical tests. They did a feasibility study, and on the back of the feasibility results, they developed a portal and a decline to the ore body. So this is a very advanced project. And the Greek state, if you put all of that work into today's costings, you're probably looking at 30 to 40 million euro that's been spent on this deposit already. So Rockfire has 100% interest in the Molai deposit in Greece. And these historical holes, we've been able to start our drilling, and there are a number of aspects that we're looking to be able to do with this drilling. One is we can verify the existing drill holes. So based on the original 173 diamond holes, we were able to model the mineralization, and we spent countless hours. Our geologists have been very, very busy and very detailed work in modeling the mineralization and where the mineralization is interpreted to be. Now, for this first hole that we've drilled as Rockfire at Molai, it's just fantastic that we've been able to intersect massive sulfides at exactly the predicted position and the predicted depth that we have from our modelling of the mineralisation. So it verifies all of the work that has been done in the past by the Greek state. There was never any doubt that the Greek state do a great job, but the market and our due diligence, our technical due diligence, expect us to be able to verify all historical drilling. So that's a great outcome for this first hole. The massive sulfides occur between 130 and 134 metres, so it's a typical 3 to 4 metre wide zone of massive sulfides. We are expecting that will come back with high grade. But there's a further 11 metres beyond that, down to about 145 metres, that has semi-massive and disseminated sulfides as well. So that zone will also carry zinc, lead, silver, and plus or minus germanium. So we're really excited that we've been able to intersect this at the right location, the predicted location. And we've also encountered a second zone at about 160 metres depth. So there's about a 20-metre barren zone, and then we hit a second zone. Very typically, these massive sulfides do occur in layers, and we're thrilled to be able to have hit a second zone there. And there are indications in the historical drilling that a second zone exists, so it's great to be able to see that in the core that we're getting.
Yeah, so the data's good. The drill holes confirms that data, and are you drilling now for that second zone?
Yes, the first drill hole is still going. We're drilling through that second zone, and we'll probably push that on to see if we can find a third zone, because very typically there are multiple lodes in these massive sulfide deposits. So we'll push it on a little bit, and we're seeing really great zoning in this. It helps with our prediction of the ore body to be able to see the geological characteristics, and we're really happy with that. And of course, The core that we're obtaining will actually be used to obtain crushing and grinding work index studies. Now, this is really critical, because crushing and grinding work index means that we do crushing tests to be able, how hard is it to crush the rock? We grind it. How hard is it to grind the rock to a powder? Now, these parameters get fed into a feasibility study for the processing roadmap for the project as we move forward. And of course, if you know the energy that's required to crush and grind the rock, you can work out the cost of that energy. So not only is there technical capability, also we have a financial input to the feasibility study. And this all leads in towards our feasibility study. We're keen to get towards feasibility. There's so much work that's been done by the Greek state in the past. It's fantastic work that they've done. And we're here to be able to capitalize on that and to monetize this project.
Yeah. And so this feasibility study, how long will that take? And, when would you expect to have that out?
Oh, look, the feasibility study will probably take a good 12 months at least.
Yeah.
So it's not an immediate thing. There's a lot that goes into a feasibility study. We're planning an initial four holes and probably another four holes beyond that. And that will probably take us over the next few months. And we'll be able to feed the crushing and grinding work index studies to the laboratory, to the core, to be able to do those test work for us.
Yeah, but so far you're very pleased with how it's going then.
Yep, absolutely. It's bang on schedule, and we're really happy that we've been able to intersect those massive sulfides. They look great in the core, and we're hoping for some really big numbers from them.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, David, if you could, if someone's listening to this now and thinking, oh, I like the sound of that, but not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Rockfire Resources to their watch list, please.
Sure, absolutely. Look, the first one is that given the resources in Australia for copper and gold, and now the resources at Molai Project, we are a focused and a successful explorer. That's number one. Number two is that we're in a really unique position in Europe where they're crying out for critical minerals, and we have germanium at our Molai deposit. We also have zinc, and we have lead, which of course are used in the wind power, and we have silver, which is used in the solar power. That's number two. And the third reason is that we're at a historical low share price. It's a great entry price to get in now. So I think they're three very valid reasons why people should invest.
Excellent stuff, David. Good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on there, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you, Justin. Thanks, Vox Markets.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.